This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Enterprise. Good morning. Frida Liu together with Audrey, Raj, voices of SMEs.
Yes, it continues. Now, one of the things we here at BFM always have in our pantry is healthy granola from Amazing Grace.
We try.
Founded by Amy Zheng, the homegrown brand makes not just granola, but healthy snacks, nut butters, nut mixes, you name it. And they do this with a strong social mission to help people live healthier.
Well, over the last 5 years, Amazing Grace has scaled to serve customers all over the region. All their products are freshly baked on a daily basis at their central kitchen, which could prove to be a challenge during the MCO. So we thought we'd catch up with Amy to see how the MCO has affected their day-to-day at Amazing Grace and how they're dealing with demand from neighbouring markets. So Amy, thanks for joining us. How has the MCO been treating you guys at Amazing Grace?
So Amazing Grace was actually able to still operate under the MCO because we are a food manufacturer and we are a food manufacturer of essential goods. So actually our factory was allowed to open, which is very fortunate for us. And the other half of the workforce, the marketing team, the sales team, finance, and all the people who do not need to be operational are working from home. So I guess that's really caused a big change in the business, and almost overnight, we needed to have this new model of working. So even though we were able to operate, we realized that a lot of our supply chain partners, such as those who supply us packaging, printing, certain ingredients, even the shipping companies and whatnot, not all of them were allowed to operate. And so that definitely caused a disruption in our supply chain. And we also have to figure out who we can go to for what, whether certain products are still, we can still manufacture certain products, and what does the projection look like for the next few months. So it was actually very interesting, very difficult, very challenging for our team, because even though we were able to operate, not everyone was. So it definitely was an interesting challenge for the business.
What were the plans for 2020, Amy, you know, before the onset of COVID-19 and the MCO?
So we see our business at least in the way of online and offline. So there's an online business for us and there's an offline business for us. So before the MCO, I think both channels were growing, and we had different teams growing these channels. But after MCO, what we found was actually the offline, the retail, physical retail channels were slowing down. New product listings were stopped. And so, you know, there wasn't a lot of activities happening there, whereas the online channel was actually growing and more people were inquiring about deliveries and getting essential products from us. So I guess that definitely shifted our plans. We couldn't list bringing new products to the supermarkets. We had to really stabilize our operations and making sure we just supplied enough products to the supermarket shelves. But online-wise, we had to think about, well, during this time, what do people need, right? It's not just the granola and the nuts that they need. They actually need maybe some essentials like oats or dates now that it's Ramadan, and maybe bigger packs because they're now feeding not just themselves, or they're feeding now, you know, their families of maybe four or five. So that's been really interesting, and it really how we really had to put ourselves in the minds of our customers in order to think about what they need and be able to provide that additional value to them at this moment.
Amy, what about your regional markets? Has demand or supply to these markets been affected by the lockdown here?
So our biggest market outside of Malaysia is actually Singapore. And I believe when Malaysia had just entered the MCO, Singapore was still, you know, free and easy. I know there were some cases, but by and large, Singapore was okay. And then I think it was about 2-3 weeks into the Malaysia MCO that Singapore, you know, went into experienced a sudden surge in coronavirus numbers, and then they entered circuit breaker. So actually what we saw was that the whole Our whole experience in Malaysia was being repeated in Singapore. And so we started, you know, it was easier for us this time around to think about what we need to offer, how do we shift our internal resources. And then again, it's about managing offline, maintaining offline presence while seeing a surge in online orders and making sure our team knows how to deal with that at the same time. Some of our smaller export markets like Philippines, Brunei, even our distributors in East Malaysia, and we're talking to people, you know, even in Taiwan and whatnot. I think these guys are very keen on products, especially healthy food products. But again, the logistics, the international shipping has been disrupted. And so it's not so easy getting our products to these international distributors at the moment. So yes, demand is there. There, you know, we'd love to get our products overseas, but it's, you know, government bodies are working slower than usual. Shipping companies are working slower than usual. There's not as much availability, and customs actually is a whole big issue as well, because a lot of the governments, as you probably understand, have said no to new products coming in. They're only letting in medical supplies and products that, you know, essential products that they have already brought in before. So yeah, so I think that's been quite difficult as well from the export side.
Right. So, you know, from all of this, you know, what would you say has been the biggest challenge for Amazing Grace during this period?
The biggest challenge for Amazing Grace during this period is actually one of our mental state. So that is when the MCO just hit, I think everyone was panicking. Everything was uncertain. We didn't know what was going to happen, whether we were able to operate, who was allowed to go to work, who wasn't. Will things ever go back to normal again? So I think we were very much on the, we're entering war, we're entering into an uncertain terrain kind of mentality. And I think our biggest challenge was actually try to overcome that mentality of being scared, of being uncertain and being very kind of cautious, to one of which is, actually, this world, this is the new world now. We should adapt, and we can adapt with our products and our business model. And actually, we should be thriving, and we can thrive. So, you know, it's moving from a I'm scared to actually we're fine. You know, we're fine, and this is how we're going to do this. And we can thrive in this environment. So a couple of ways in which we've done that is, you know, like I've mentioned before, is effectively moving our business from offline to online and really, really capitalizing on our online presence. So we've actually never had customer service, you know, a full-time customer service person before. It was also always done in conjunction with our fulfillment team. So, and one of the things we had to do when the MCO did hit was that we decided very early on we needed to hire customer service representatives who are there full-time to answer customers Monday to Sunday. So making early decisions early on about how we're going to shift resource within the company, new hires that we needed to make in order to serve a different group of customers right now.
You're also working with Alliance Bank on their hashtag support a local initiative. How has that worked out for you guys?
Yes, so Alliance Bank has been very supportive with the SMEs that have come through their program. And I think their support local initiative is fantastic because they're gathering, you know, discount codes, they're gathering promo codes from these SMEs and sharing it with the public, sharing it with their own company. They're really trying to do a lot to understand the difficulties that we're in and try to make, you know, give us a lot of marketing, messaging opportunities to Alliance Bank customers so that, you know, people can still remember that there are businesses out there, local businesses out there, and that you know, they should support them. Yeah, so I think Alliance Bank has been really, really helpful during this time. We have people asking us how we're doing all the time, offering help, whether it's marketing or whether it's financial at the moment.
Yeah. You know, Amy, we've been asking many entrepreneurs this question throughout this MCO period. You know, has this crisis taught you anything about yourself as an entrepreneur or your customers even?
I realized that actually during the beginning of the lockdown that I'm not very calm. I was panicking. I was, you know, kind of speechless or actionless. I was kind of frozen all over, right, at that moment, and just thinking the world is going to end, kind of thing, which is probably not the best way to react. I definitely learned that I need to expect that things can't always be good, and that there will be times where your business will be challenged. And how important it is to be able to stay calm and think straight and have a supportive network that can help you to think the right way. I also think that this has taught me a lot about how to treat people, especially your own team. I think there were definitely times where we were like, oh, can we make it financially this month? And, you know, what does that mean? And how do we, are we, you know, how are we doing with our management of our team cost, right? So it, as tempting as it was to try to, you know, decrease our cost by, you know, looking at decreasing the team, I think we always came to the conclusion that we shouldn't, and that we should look after our team and we should keep up morale over there so that the company can still, you know, maintain its vision, its plans, and be able to go forth again when the MCO is lifted. I think what this crisis taught me about our customers is that they just want someone to talk to. They just want to know that you care. I mean, yes, there are very demanding customers, but by far our customers are genuine. They are understanding and they're very supportive. So I think it's taught me that it's really important that we communicate with our customers. We are transparent. We set the right expectations. For example, deliveries, online deliveries are now going to take a few more days than they were, right? Or sending emails to customers when things are delayed, or just committing to them to say, you know what, if something doesn't reach you in time, or, you know, the package is damaged or whatever, we will give you a refund, no questions asked. So I think it's just about having humanity at this moment, being understanding, and then you'll have the same understanding from your customers.
Right. Thank you, Amy. That was Amy Zheng, founder of homegrown healthy snack brand Amazing Grace.
You know, one of the things about her, I have to admire her candidness, right? And,
yeah.
And I guess as entrepreneurs as well, it really is a test, right? Whether you're made out to be an entrepreneur, because it's not always going to be sunshine, right?
Yes.
It's not always going to be all that. So you also have to realize whether this is something meant for you. And if it's not, I mean, it's okay as well, right? You know that you've tried it and maybe you don't want to do this again because there are other things. You've got your family, you've got all these other considerations, right?
Yeah.
So after the break, Arvind Yuvaraj will be speaking to Iskandar Daniel, founder of Bazaar Rakyat, about giving vendors in the B40 community a platform to host their products on, as well as the challenges of cooking up a virtual space in less than 24 hours.
Yeah.
Happening in just a moment, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.